Chapter 11. It was, I knew, incredibly stupid of me to feel as I did after that dinner with Holly and Laya. After all, it had gone very well for me. Perfectly well, in fact. Not only had their suspicions been relieved, they had ended up practically encouraging my little machinations. Hell, they had encouraged me, without having any idea what I was up to. By the time that dinner was over, they had opened up completely to me, given me free rein, unchecked and unhindered. And why? Why did they welcome the wolf into their midst? Why did they succumb to such insanity? Simple. They trusted me. Madness. But that wasn't what made me feel as rotten as I did. What really bothered me was not simply their trust. It was their faith. The two of them looked at me with it shining from their eyes. They looked at me like, well, like I knew what I was doing. Madness. On a distant planet, all but lost on the outskirts of the spread of man, a man who is both highly disreputable and a total stranger suddenly appears and crowds you for company. He provides no explanations for his actions and no clue to his motives. He is at best a rogue, at worst a psychotic, and in any case a known powder keg. Yet you not only accept his good intentions, you trust his aim. From this gypsy, you expect control. Why? Why, from such as he, do you assume accuracy? From where do you sense this precision, anyway? The fable? Can no one imagine an incompetent legend? It started off predictably enough. The three of us sat eating and chatting alone in the main dining room. We smiled fiercely at one another while nervously pursuing 100 avenues of small talk and in all ways avoiding, until the last minute, the point. We talked about the food and how good it was, and we talked about the food we missed, our favorite foods, and our favorite places to eat our favorite foods. We talked about the rotten weather that had been about recently, and about the good weather they had had before that, and about the good weather we hoped we would get in the future. We talked about sanction, me mentioning that I thought I had met Lewis, the owner, if it was the same guy. And they said, oh yes, it was in fact the owner I had met, and oh yes, he did drink a great deal, always had. Laya mentioned some gossip she had heard about Lewis's having been sent here by a wealthy and influential Earth family who had been embarrassed by the scandal of having what was, face it, an alcoholic son. And we all agreed as to how that made some sense, or it was a good story anyhow, ha ha. And then Holly told me about the strange thing that happened when they got an uncontrolled mutation once and had to shut down the synthovats completely. Seemed that Lewis had simply stopped drinking until the syntho was ready again, refusing to accept their offer of real liquor from the project stores, and thereby forcing himself to go over 2 standard months without a drink. And we all agreed that that was certainly unusual behavior for an alcoholic. Yes, it certainly was, by golly. And then we sat there staring at one another, and still smiling like crazy.